What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I hope it's not a hard knock life for me later on today. But I hope it is.
Honestly,
for Chris.
I feel like it's a hard knock life just having to come out and stand in the heat and watch you. So I
you know, James,
playing.
The heat is going to be a major problem.
Yeah, seriously, we're all appreciative.
Like, even for whoever wins.
I'm not excited to stand there. I can't imagine playing.
No, it's going to be brutal. It really is. All right, we broadcast on the NovaCare Complex today. It's all part of Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. I'm doing my best to be ready for the heat. I drank a lot last night, some water, some Gatorade, a lot. Eating the apples right now, Rube. You know, true athletes. No, eat the banana, the apples.
You're doing what you need to do. Excellent.
Do what you got to do. Yeah. All right, my coach, Ruben. Ruben, my coach is on the line. He's a fantastic high school tennis coach. He was a state champion as a singles player in tennis about 20 years ago. And his most important distinction, the coach of Joe DeCamera, the Joe versus Jack competition, Coach Harris. Good morning, Coach Harris.
I was a doubles player.
Oh, a doubles player. Okay. Well, what do I know? Yeah, what do I know?
How are you?
I'm good. I mean, you know, I'm a little worried about the heat, as you know. We talked a lot about it yesterday. I'm certainly worried about it. But, you know, I generally feel good and ready to go.
Great. Generally so feel good. That doesn't sound completely committed.
Well, John, the heat is really going to be a problem. Like, there's no sugarcoating that.
Are you a hat wearer?
I will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you typically wear a hat if you were playing tennis?
It might depend on the time of the day.
I got you.
But high noon, wear a hat.
You better be wearing a hat.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Harris, what do you got,
bud? A full body hat that you can wear?
Full body hat is a great idea.
All right, do you guys got any questions for Harris here? I mean, he's anything?
What was his best skill? What I mean, backhand, forehand.
Don't give away too much, Harris. Just generally generic.
Top spin.
All right.
Top spin.
Can Joe serve?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's good.
Okay.
I love to play tennis. My serve was the worst part of my game.
Same. I really enjoyed it when I was young.
Harris, don't give away anything more. That's enough of the giveaway.
But I could return.
You're the one who told us to ask Harris questions.
We're not allowed to ask him questions.
I don't want to ask a question.
Hey, Harris, how you feeling today, buddy? There's a question. Got it.
Joe, they're absolutely right. I mean, you did ask him to ask me questions.
Yeah, well, it doesn't mean you have to did Andy Reid tell the freaking truth?
What other questions could we ask him?
I don't know. I mean, he can deflect.
Ask the family.
He can deflect.
Okay, I have a question that won't impact you. Coach Harris, talk about playing in heat like this. Like, what kind of stuff?
Yeah, don't. I don't want Jack to hear it.
Oh, goodness.
No, I don't.
It was nice talking to you, pal. I'm done.
All right, wait. I have a question.
Good talk, Harris.
How annoying is Joe to coach?
Slightly. Slightly. Sorry, Joe. Slightly.
It's all good.
But you know, it's not bad because he's very coachable because a lot of people that I teach just listen and they'll be like, okay, I'll do whatever you're saying, but they don't challenge and question. And Joe is coachable because he is challenging, he is questioning, he is, you know, trying to figure out like, okay, why are you telling me to do this? What's the point of it?
In most cases, are you coaching people that are about to do a contest that they feel compelled to win? So maybe the stakes are higher than what you're normally accustomed to coaching.
I would say no, John. In fact, I teach a lot of kids that are trying out for their high school team.
Oh, that is a huge deal.
And they are tournament, and they're playing tournaments, right?
Yeah.
That count for their UTR, which is a ranking system that's worldwide.
Oh,
so
and that's
I teach tournament fires.
Provoking.
So, yeah.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I teach a lot of pressure. I teach what it looks like to handle that type of pressure, what to do when you miss, how to combat the reaction, the negative reactions that you have with positivity. So that's a lot of what I do.
This
sure.
sounds like exactly what Jack needs.
You're
this
right.
sounds like precisely what he could have used when
sure,
he was melting
right.
down and kneeling while dropping the ball.
That was unbelievable.
John, Jack needs a team of coaches, right?
Yeah. And Harris, he's got them. They're called Mommy and Daddy.
Wow.
Spike
wow.
and Ike. Mommy and Daddy.
All right,
Daddy.
Hold on. Who's the mommy?
Spike, guys.
Joe, can I talk briefly about the Heat and what
Please.
It's like
yeah.
to play in it? So I hate it, and I agree with what you guys said earlier. I forgot who said it. I think it was Joe that when you're talking about extreme weather conditions, it can level the playing field.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, conditioning and moving is so much harder in the Heat. And James, you said it well. Like, you know, no one really even wants to stand there because you're sweating bullets. So it is definitely a concern, especially with the groin. But I can tell you guys that, you know, And I'll even say this. I mean, when I'm in a high school match, we certainly make sure that the kids are okay. There's, you know, in this type of heat, you know, there's actually a heat warning right now. So I'm concerned, but I'm concerned about, you know, both guys. And as long as the chair umpire is seeing all of this and everything like that, I think it'll be okay. But generally what'll happen is the chair umpire will see, you know, something's going on and it's an amateur tennis match.
Look,
but,
Harris, I appreciate that. It's very kind. Here's my mindset. If you remember when Rock's talking to Adrian before he goes to Siberia to train for Drago, Rock very clearly says that he'll be prepared to die and he's going to find out whether Drago is prepared to die. That's my mindset. The question is whether Fritz is prepared to die today. And my guess
I'd
is
like
he's
to give
not.
My opinion on that real quick.
Not
Joe.
A question I was expecting to be asked on WIP today, but go ahead.
I think he knows that he's not winning tennis. And I think that he's just going for running and basketball.
Wow. Interesting.
Wow.
All right, Harris, great phone call. I'll see you in a couple hours, man. And thanks so much for everything.
Joe,
thanks,
I have an
pal.
Answer. I have an answer, Joe.
Oh yes, what do you got?
definitive answer. Thunderstruck. AC/DC.
Oh, Thunderstruck. Yeah. You answer. Got it. Harris, good stuff, man. All right, so the trade deadline got a little thunderstruck yesterday by not one but two bizarre situations that could impact the Phillies. I mean, one happens from time to time, and it happened yesterday as Suarez from the Diamondbacks got drilled with like a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. The other is the Class A, the closer from the Indians, gets like a suspension. We don't know how long it lasts related to a gambling probe. So, Ruben, this has to throw, I mean, for a GM, a tremendous monkey wrench into the situation.
On many levels. I mean, the seller and the buyer. Because, you know, you're sort of banking. When you don't have, you know, the talent on your team and you're not playing well and you have a asset and you have an opportunity to, like, capitalize on that and the guy gets hurt or there's a suspension like this, then it makes it sort of difficult on both ends.
Is there any sense of how long this suspension is going to last for Class A?
I got to believe that there isn't. Number one, and that's the problem, because now you don't know whether this guy's going to be able to be eligible for the playoffs. You're not sure if he's going to be eligible at all. I mean, You're basically hands off at this stage.
Let me ask you this question, Ruben. If the price was, I'm just going to use, forget players. I'm going to use on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yep.
If the price for Class A 2 days ago was an 8, what is the price now? Is it a 3? Like, if you don't know if the guy's going to play, like, what would you be? Like,
just
it's a
to
zero.
Clarify, he's
well,
out.
Well, it can't
through,
be a zero because I'll give
up. Just to clarify, Joey is officially out through at least August 31st is the official statement, just so you have a frame line. It could be longer. It could
and
go longer, but he is out
that.
No matter what through August 31st, no matter
there
what.
There is nobody who is going to trade for this player.
Wow.
I would be shocked if someone trades for this player.
Because it could be a lifetime if it turns
Correct.
Out he was betting.
Correct.
Yeah. Done. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. No, so he's off the table. Mm. And that makes it difficult for the rest of the teams. And, you know, there's 10 or 15 teams that are out there trying to, you know, rush him for the same
Well, and then the closers who are on the market, all of a sudden that price goes up because the numbers
skyrocket.
You know, so, and then it changes the whole market. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. That's the beauty and the difficulty of having all these teams that are eligible for the playoffs.
Man, that's wild.
That's the difficulty.
All right, 2155. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
And what do we know about Eugenio?
I think he's going to be okay.
Suarez's hand.
X-ray
like negative.
That's a big deal.
How long could it be out, Rube? If he's not broken, how long?
If it's a hairline fracture or something like that, it's probably only a few weeks, probably.
So this does not affect his trade deadline.
And obviously, you have to be honest with your medical stuff. There are some GMs that are not honest, but you have to be honest with it. You have to disclose. And obviously, it's such a big deal, and it's such a high-level player that might be moved, that they have to be honest about
it. If I'm the Diamondbacks, I tell them, hey, kid, grab a bat tonight. We're putting you right in the lineup.
I went through this with Cliff Lee. I couldn't trade Cliff Lee because all of a sudden he had like a small, tear in his, flexor tendon, and that was it. Done.
Wow.
Couldn't move him.
Wow. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, more of what was said yesterday on the afternoon show. Spike, Ike, and Jack on a lot of issues related to the tennis. Also, Jeff Passan on the Bryce Harper, Rob Manfred thing. And Sirianni, his outlook moving forward related to the team having won the Super Bowl a couple of months ago. That and more. Phone calls on all of this, including who do you think is going to win tennis and who are you rooting for? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. How about you start with PI Dental Center? I hope Fritz doesn't need PI Dental Center after this. Maybe I hit a forehand and smashes him in the face and breaks his freaking teeth. Probably not. But if so, he'll know where to go. And that's PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, sensational with what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. Now, that is a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Let me break this down and make it real simple for you. You got a big old problem, major pain, maybe you don't like the way you look, maybe you got in an accident recently, or maybe someone did smash a forehand to your face and broke your teeth. Any of those scenarios, get yourself to PI Dental Center. They can fix you up. Visit them. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Make sure you visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Well, it's a big day, tennis day. Got to beat Fritz. I got to beat Fritz. Noon today, hope to see you out there at FDR Park. If you don't know where it is, just plug it into your phone. Very easy to get to. It's by the stadium complex.
Also known as the Lakes for those of us who are old enough to be around.
That's
here.
Right.
We always called it the Lakes the growing lakes. Up.
Well, I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. If you're especially from this neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah, we call it the Lakes.
Never so this is a that. Must win.
Yeah.
Essentially.
This is a must win.
Without a doubt, Ruben.
Right?
Like, it's over if you lose today. It's over.
All right. No doubt.
Like, he's losing
my mind.
Running.
I mean, I love you, Joe. And
yeah, but you don't love me enough.
I love you, Joe,
but. You're still not saying you're rooting for me.
Yeah. No, I'm rooting for you.
Oh, I thought you weren't.
I'm rooting for you.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm rooting for you.
All right. Well, that makes two.
I am cautiously optimistic you will win today.
Okay.
But you have to win, so
yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. All right, you can react to the Phils game last night. That was ugly. By the way, Luis Robert, not only with that home run, he had a tremendous catch in center field. He played a really good game. So that certainly was interesting to watch from the perspective of all of us as Phillies
fans.
Was
he showing off his skills?
I don't know if he was showing it off when he let Harper get to second base on that that single.
Yeah, that was bad.
That to me, I almost started tweeting things out about like the lack of hustle and awareness.
Wow.
So that's my issue with Luis Robert. Good, great talent.
Right.
You don't always get the effort.
But is he the guy?
Yeah.
He's really a guy. I don't know.
That's interesting. So if I'm
didn't care for it,
because that should not have been a double.
No, that
no, it's terrible.
If we have to trade at a premium, essentially for whoever it is we're bringing in here, seeing something like that, it must be incredibly discouraging.
It's
because of the premium price you got to pay for that. I don't want any level of boneheadedness. If I have to pony up the premium.
You need a winner, a winning player.
Yes.
And the talent is there. Always has been. But, I mean, it's only recently that he started really performing.
By the way, someone who was a tremendous winner, and I want to bring this to the table here, Ruben. You knew him well. Ryan Sandberg, for those who missed it, passed away last night. Ruben, that is a very tragic situation from the world of baseball.
I'm going to try not to get emotional here because, I know that I've known him for a long time. My dad coached him coming through the minor leagues and instructed him and believed in him. My dad managed him in winter ball with the Aguilas del Zulia in Maracaibo. He sort of, started to really develop as a player there. And became, obviously an MVP and one of the best players in baseball for a long time.
Sure
but
was.
He was just a tremendous, tremendous human being. And, I mean, everything, like if you wanted like a son, this would be the son you would want.
Wow.
In so many ways because he was respectful and funny and thoughtful, and he played the game right, and he did everything right. I know things didn't work out with him as a manager here, but it wasn't because of his intent. His intent was to be as good as he possibly could be, and I gave him kind of a crappy team, so it didn't work out here. But this is a special human being, and it's a terrible, terrible loss. Gone way, way, way too early.
Yeah, totally agree. One thing that always stood out to me as a kid, I'd watch those Phillies-Cubs games, and I could always hear, I could see how great he was, but I could hear the admiration of Harry and Richie and Wheels and Andy Musser, when they would call those games, you could tell. Now, they knew him a little bit when he was a kid because he was in the Philly system, but you could tell Philly's announcers watching a Cubs player, you could tell they loved him. I could just hear it.
Yeah, so they did love him, and he was beloved. I remember my dad was coaching with the Cubs, and my dad was the infield instructor, and he used to hit ground balls to Ryan Sandberg, and I would go there in the summertime in my off, you know, when I was not in school at Stanford, and would take ground balls with Ryan Sandberg. He'd give me his bats to hit. And then I got a chance to play against him when he came back. I mean, I was like, I remember being on the field thinking to myself, I can't believe I'm actually playing against Ryan Sandberg right. when he came back and played. I was like, this is crazy.
Incredible.
Special person, special family. My heart goes out to Margaret and the whole Sandberg family.
Yeah, for sure. Big
kind
loss
of a little,
in the world of baseball.
Ernie Banks-ish, too, in his Cubs tenure. Like, just kind of being on losing teams, but being the best player. I know Dawson was there for a little while, but, you know, he was the face of the Cubs
for a
long time and, like, beloved, you know?
At least he did make the playoffs twice. I mean, that was a big deal in 84 and 89 when they broke through.
Yeah, and I happened to
that
be
there. Big
yeah,
deal.
I happened to be there. My dad was coaching there when that happened. It was a tragic loss to the San Diego Padres that year, but... special person, special player. It's a tough one, man.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so the Phils last night lay a stinker out there. Obviously for Sanchez, his worst start in a while. Not a disaster, but not sharp. The bats stunk. Luis Robert did turn some heads with what he did, for the most part, positive in center field last night for the White Sox. Trade deadline in 2 days. I brought up the question earlier, and I'll pose it again to everyone that calls in. Are you sure that this is the year for the Phillies to go for it? I know you want them to, or put another way, you want them to. You want them to be good enough to say, okay, go for it. But are they? That's what I'm trying to drive at today because, man, I see a game like last night. It's like, come on. And it's mostly about the offense, just being lame. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Rube, hi, quick story for you. When you acquired Cliff Lee in July 2009, I was like 18 at the time. I was working at a summer camp, and it was cool because it was like pre-smartphone era. You know, not everyone had a phone, and I think someone had a radio, and they heard that, you know, you had traded for Cliff Lee, and news basically spread from like one end of the camp to the other, just like whisper down the lane style, like the Phillies got Cliff Lee, and it was really cool, really fun memory there.
You know what the irony to that, Drew, the irony to that is I remember being in the moment a little bit disappointed.
Because
this is going to sound ignorant, because Halliday had been the talk for a week, and it didn't happen there that week, and it didn't happen until the next offseason, and so I just remember in the moment being like, all right, it's good they got Cliff Lee, but I thought the team was about to get Roy Halladay.
The amazing part about it was that I don't know that Halladay could have come close to what Cliff Lee did that
well,
year.
Well, you couldn't have pitched better than Cliff.
He was coming off of Cy Young, too.
I know.
He was ridiculous, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
I couldn't have dreamed it.
I just remember the big prospect name at the time was Drabek, and obviously he didn't pan out, but it was like, okay, cool, we didn't give up Drabek in that deal. So it ended up being a... It ended up being a great trade. I'll get to my Phillies main topic, but Joe, on tennis, here's what I know. If you can serve, I think you got it. I think it's so easy to just, like, for someone to double fault themselves out of a set. I think if you can just get your serve in, I think you're good to go.
Well, I hope so. I mean, look, I know what I can do. What I don't know and what none of us here know is what Jack can do. So it really is going to be – we're going to know in the first 3 to 4 points. I mean, it's not going to take long. I don't think in tennis, when it's a one-set match, you'll hold much in the bag for game five. I mean,
yeah,
just,
you
wouldn't that
tank.
Be amazing, Jack down 4-0, and then all of a sudden just starts playing rope-a-dope?
Comes out like Federer in the fifth game. That would be very funny, James. If he was that good that he could lose
good,
four
yeah,
games in
exactly,
a row on purpose
exactly.
and then smoke me. That would be funny.
So with the Phils, look, to answer your question, Joe, like I'm not sure it's the year, but sometimes I just think you get in so deep where you can't just bow out, where you have to go for it. And I don't want to leave this era with just like with what if. You know, I was looking, I think they got a better record right now than they had at this same date in 08. And I think 09 was similar. I don't even think they were, you know, in like a playoff spot at this point in 08. I think they were like a game behind the Mets. So I think it'd be really a shame if they didn't try, because I think there's a better chance of winning it this year than winning it next year when the Coors are a year older and you don't know if Schwarber's going to be here. So yeah. I think they
it's have a reasonable,
to try.
Drew, it's a really reasonable way to look at it. All right, give me a great title. This is for Phillies tickets, and with the Heat going to be a precedent today for tennis, a title with weather in it.
Yeah, I'm going with a local spin. How about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, buddy. Great answer.
Absolutely. Solid. Big answer. All right, let me give you the answers to some of the rules for today. I wish we had these on a piece of paper because I don't want any
chicanery.
Shenanigans. Yes. I do wish. I'm not going to rip the program director. I'm just going to simply
it's
say.
Okay. No, I mean, look, in the past you have. I mean.
Well, you know, I mean.
You used to do the whole, I'm Spike's boss when Spike
well,
was
Well, I was Spike's boss. I mean, all right. So,
have you written them down?
I've got them on a piece of paper here, but I don't know that Jack, Spike, and Ike have signed off
you
on them.
You want to be official,
I've been
like
told
the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I've been told these have been given to Spike, Ike, and Jack. So here are the rules as I understand them. Let's put it that way. We're playing one set. We made the decision. There's no reason to play a best of three. I mean, the first set's really going to tell the story.
Especially in the Heat.
Well, yeah. I mean, this was before we knew
it was.
Heat,
I'm just saying that I think that's proven to be a very good decision.
All right. There will be a chair umpire. Now, what we don't know is if there's going to be a chair. Like, normally in a tennis match, you know, umpire is kind of high above the court. I don't know if there's a chair, but there is a chair umpire. He will have final say. There will be four line judges, two obviously on each side.
This is serious.
Oh, yeah. The line judges will make the calls. So me and Jack do not make the calls. The line judges make the calls. The chair umpire can overrule the line judges, the line judge, if the chair umpire sees it differently. There will be a maximum of 30 seconds between points. This is all very standard. 2-minute changeovers. Obviously, you know, odd number of games, you switch sides and you get a little respite. So a 2-minute changeover. There will be no tiebreaker for 6-6. This is brutal. At 6-6 in this Heat, instead of playing a tiebreaker, this is Wimbledon style. This is you have to win the set by two games.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so this could go.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is where the Heat.
That would be awesome.
Really
that would be awesome.
Knock down, drag out.
Someone who's standing and watching, and rooting it for that not to happen.
30% chance of death if we get to that. I don't know if there's ball boys. I don't know where that one came out of. But anyway, that's the rules as I understand them. We hope to see you out there at FDR Park today. We'll be out there from starting, well, really a little bit before noon, but the competition begins at noon. I'll tell you, I don't think we're going to be dilly-dallying. If we're all ready to go at 11:59, I think we're going to crank this up at 12, because why stand in the heat any longer than we need to?
Thank you.
Hey, great. Twitter, by the way, Twitter poll question of the day speaks to this tennis matchup ahead. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Track in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, if I win the tennis competition today, do you think I will become the favorite to win the overall best of five, yes or no? I'd be up 2-1. James says I would not be the favorite because he thinks I will definitely lose running and likely lose basketball. By the way,
do you think you'll lose running?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. No, I can acknowledge that. But I'll go for it.
But I've never seen Jack run. I mean, but yeah. I heard that he runs regularly.
And you've seen me. So it's not good. Our poll yesterday, 57% of people think I will lose tennis. Okay. That's all right.
Wow.
It's okay.
Add it to that engine, engine.
Then that would end things.
That keeps you going.
That would probably end things right there.
That would be a problem. 100% of people thought Jordan Davis wasn't going to lose 30 pounds after last season, but he did. Jordan Davis looks good. He was on the midday show yesterday with Joe and Hugh. Let's listen to the Eagles' big defensive tackle, but not so big. Like last year, Jordan Davis on his weight.
How you feeling, and how did you get to the shape you're in right now?
Feeling good. You know, it's all about claiming consistency, and I think probably in the later half of the year last year is when I really start to really emphasize that, just doing the right things, eating the right things, fueling myself the right way, and doing everything the right way, you know. And it comes out. It pays dividends. I lost 26 pounds, and I'm in a comfortable spot in my weight. And everybody keep telling me I look good, so if the ladies like it, I love it.
That's Jordan Davis yesterday. John, you and I have been the biggest doubters of him on this show.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been consistent. He was disappointing in his development as a pass rusher.
Yeah.
And I felt like you could see him sort of petering out in situations. I do feel like he has a tendency to stand up, which is what happens often when you're tired. And when you're that big and you stand up, everyone can get under your pads. But he really is a giant of a man.
Yeah, he really is.
This is an incredible development. When you look at him, it is different. Last year he was more slender than what we had previously seen, you know, as a collegian, yeah, and things like
and
that.
I thought he was better last year.
He was.
I thought he did a decent job.
But this looks different. He looks so different. And what he said there was 26 pounds from where he was. It feels like a higher level of commitment to whatever he was doing because he's slender. And a guy, I can't wait to see. Remember, when he was coming out, his 40 time was just astronomically low for a guy that gigantic. Yep. Think of what a guy like that can do when he's shed some, you know, some serious poundage. The explosiveness, you know,
to get after the quarterback.
That's exciting. I can't wait to see what that looks like.
By cutting out all sugar sweets.
God bless him.
So, yeah, which, you know, for kids, it's hard, as John's eating a water.
Well, you know, I'm eating my banana here. Well, I haven't yet, but I will.
Natural sugar.
Getting ready for tennis.
That's a lot of sugar.
Oh, that's bad for me, then.
It's good sugar, though.
It is great. Yeah. For pre-event.
Yeah, no. Oh, it's potassium. It'll keep you from cramping up.
You need that big time.
Very good.
What about the pickles? I thought you were going to say the pickles.
I'm doing the apples, the banana, and the granola bar.
Hydrate.
Plus all sorts of that.
Oh, the famous apple, bananas, and granola bar game in Dallas. That was a fun one.
Right. How could one ever forget it, James?
Well said, James. James is such a wise ass. All right, so a lot happening here, including, do you think the Phils are really good enough to merit them going all in? Also, Jim Salisbury in 15 minutes. Deep dive on the trade deadline. Ruben, my recollection is this was the day, July 29. This was Ruben's special day. Every year, it felt like the Cliff Lee trade, the Oswald trade,
I think maybe the Hunter Pence. I think they're all on the 29th. I think.
Yeah, no, I believe that's right. July 29 was your day.
It was my day.
So Salisbury in about 15 minutes deep dive.
Speaking of trades before the deadline, it's been a really quiet deadline in terms of move. Like, we normally have some big trades by now. Almost.
Are we about
always
to see a flurry?
I think we'll see something happen late, a few things, but the prices are so high and they're trying to, you know, the marketplace is so small and so many teams are trying to do what the Phillies are trying to do. And it's I am going to be fascinated by what happens on the 31st.
No question. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville right now as we broadcast from training camp. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, team. Good morning, Ruben. How's everyone doing?
Super, Ed.
Great.
So, John, if you are, in fact, the ball man today, will you be wearing your Birkenstocks or tennis shoes while you execute your duties?
I brought sneakers. I don't have tennis shoes, but I brought court shoes.
Okay.
So I'll be ready to stick and move if my talents as a ball man are needed.
Yeah, Ed, my problem, as I've stated many times on the record, the fact that he's not rooting for me and is actually rooting against me, like, why would I want someone rooting against me as the ball boy?
I said, I'm not rooting against you, Joe.
Yeah, you have been.
He called himself a ball man.
Yeah, ball man. Ball man. My fault. Right. Ball man.
Well, if he starts turning against you, Joe, pull a Mr. D's and just send one right to the Adam's apple and send a message.
I'll tell you what, if I'm down 5-0 to Fritz, I'll do that to him, try to knock him out.
But in any all seriousness, good luck. Be safe. Don't be an a-hole. Like, just take care of yourself, man.
Watch the little pushing it there with that word. But okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that. They're just concerned about you. It's like, you know, it's like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, this heat can kill you. So but you know, good luck. Give them L. You know, the Phillies trade deadline situation. I mean, I sort of take a quote from Spike when he was talking about the Paul George, and it's like, well, it's only money, it's only assets. Like, why not? Like, it's not, you know, go all in. Like, the price on Luis Robert actually has come down from last year. But, you know, because everyone's kind of in it, that may drive the price back up again. Like, who the heck knows? So, yeah, I want to see them do something. I want to see them, you know, just kind of put their best foot forward, because, you know, we have a limited shelf life with this core group.
Right. And there's no question.
You know, like, Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, Andrew Painter, they may not grow on trees, but the Otto Kemps do. So, like, they're system wouldn't be bereft of talent if they had to trade one or two of those guys. Like,
I agree. Well, James's point is he thinks they can replenish with this new, you know, management team, and maybe they would. I'll say this, Ed, I agree with you that the shelf life on this group is getting shorter. But one thing that teams like the Braves and the Dodgers, now the Braves have finally hit the wall, but the Braves and the Dodgers through many, many, many years have shown is you can reinvent yourself many times over. I mean, the Braves lost Freddie Freeman and made the playoffs probably, what, three or four straight years after that with Matt Olson. So it's not the end of the world if you lose Schwarber, if you replace him with the right player, and then Andrew Painter can become your next pitcher. So I don't view it like this Phillies thing is ending anytime soon, but I acknowledge with this group to a large extent it is.
Yeah, so let's the Class A thing kind of concerns me, but if that, you know, if anything, that took a potentially, you know, too expensive player off the board, and, you know, hopefully they can find the next best guy.
All right, Ed, give me an answer. A title with weather in it.
Well, the humidity is rising, but, you know, you got to think about the weather girls and the raining men.
Oh, you got it, man.
That song is so much fun.
You got it, yeah.
I saw them perform once.
Did you really?
I saw them in San Francisco. Yeah, I saw the weather girls.
Was it hysterical?
It was an absolute riot.
That's
awesome.
It
was so cool.
Rube, what level major league player would it take for you as the GM to trade Andrew Painter?
Oh, my goodness.
Who are we talking about? If you're going to give up the best prospect they've had in, you know, probably since Ryan Howard and Chase Utley, who would it take for you to trade?
It would have to be someone like a Pete Crow Armstrong type player.
Wow.
Someone that you know PCA. Is going to be an all-star
someone,
many times.
Someone's got a chance. Someone who's got a chance to be, you know, not necessarily a Hall of Famer, but somebody you have to have under control. I mean, he's got to be a really good player, man. Or, you know, someone who's under control for like 2 years or 3 years, who's going to be an all-star pretty much perennially.
Yeah, yeah, no, that makes sense.
That's the move.
Pete Crow Armstrong, an interesting name because he was once a prospect traded from the Mets to the Cubs, and now he's a superstar.
Sure was, sure was. All right, so Bryce Harper is one of the biggest superstars in baseball, and he and the commish, a little dust-up recently. Let's listen to Jeff Passan from ESPN yesterday on ESPN detailing aspects of the Bryce Harper-Rob Manfred locker room showdown recently, in which Manfred came in to address the Phillies players, brought up the was sort of kicking around the notion of a salary cap, which Bryce wants no part of. All the players want no part of. And Bryce reportedly told him to get the F out of the clubhouse. Here's what Jeff Passan reported yesterday. More on that.
So what does this say about the state of the game that a player can basically walk up to the commissioner, curse him out, especially with a new collective bargaining agreement coming up, I want to say, end of 2026?
Yeah, December 1st, 2026. And I think on one hand, Rob Manfred didn't stand there and take it. He shot right back at Bryce Harper and said, I will be in this clubhouse and we will have this conversation. And frankly, these are the difficult conversations that need to be happening in order for labor peace to continue. We all remember the 1994 strike. Canceled the World Series. It was a problem, and there is fear throughout Major League Baseball, both on the player side and at the league, that it is going to go down the same path. Now, Rob Manfred has not said he is going to lock out the players upon the expiration of that collective bargaining agreement, but at the same time, there is the expectation that that's going to happen unless things really change drastically between now and then, particularly if MLB owners insist on a salary cap.
All right, so two different issues here. One is whether there's going to be a lockout or a strike or whatever you want to call it related to the quest for owners to get a salary cap in. And I don't think a salary cap's ever going to get in. But I think the more juicy thing just in the here and now is that interaction. I mean, John, like you were under, what, Tagliabue, I guess. And could you imagine? So here's the – let me just give you a little bit more, because here's what ESPN says. After Bryce said that, ESPN reports – Manfred, I'm reading a rep from ESPN story yesterday. It says Manfred sources said responded that he was, quote, not going to get the F out of here.
Right.
And it goes on to say, before the situation further intensified, veteran outfielder Nick Castellanos tried to diffuse the tension, saying, quote, I have more questions. And then it goes on to say the meeting continued and Harper and Manfred eventually shook hands, though Harper declined to answer phone calls from Manfred the next day. John, as the guy that played for a team that was under the umbrella of a league that had the commissioner as the commissioner, what do you make of this, John?
Wow. It's just unheard of in my sport. But
he's way
again,
more powerful.
Yeah. He's more like Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not saying jerk-wise, but I'm just saying he's more like Aaron Rodgers to you being like Amundo Sosa.
The concept.
No offense.
The concept of a salary cap, though. Like,
come on, Ruben. That was kind of funny, right?
It was pretty funny.
That was funny. John, you were better than Sosa, but I'm all right, go ahead.
Sosa's a pretty good player.
Sosa's solid. Good.
Okay.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day. Better player, John Rich.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And Mundo Sosa.
That's a good one.
All right, John, go ahead.
Toss up.
A salary cap. I can't believe the salary cap is trying to be breached by this commissioner. It seems like a non-starter for the league, the players that have been able to hold on to this, the non-cap. As a football player, we are so jealous of that ability that they've got to be uncapped. I never in a million years, if we had that, would we let it go. And they will never, ever let that go. So this will be a standoff if it comes to that. If Manfred mishandles this, and it seems like right from the get-go he might be, man, this is going to get ugly.
Yeah. What I don't like about this whole thing is the animosity that is already being created before they even start coming to the table. And I don't know how much discussion. Honestly, I have no real information about how things are going or whether they're even discussing things on the down low, but I kind of wish they and hope that they are. But I don't like the relationship between the MLB and MLBPA. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And it mm-hmm. doesn't feel good, and this doesn't seem to help it much. And I really hope that some of these things start working like under the table, because if it becomes a public issue, which it probably will anyway, but it becomes more of a public issue than it has to be, then it's going to get worse.
It's already happened. So you already have the Harper and that got out. Yeah. So Mark DeRosa, you know, who, you know, former big leaguer, works for Manfred, apparently was in the meeting and said to some of the guys, don't bleep with the commissioner. He's very powerful. All of a sudden, he's like, I was just kidding because the players took it that the commissioner would retaliate again. I mean, flat out said, the drug program, you know, so they're already creating a horrible issue. Mark DeRosa has to know, in a contentious meeting, players are not going to take that as a joke.
And I think Mark DeRosa was probably trying to defuse, and it obviously backfired a little bit. But
spectacular.
Because I know that Mark DeRosa loves the guys that are in that clubhouse.
He managed them in Team USA,
He really does. So I think he was actually kidding. I just think that
That wasn't the time or place.
It ended up not being received all that.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Eagles practice at 9 o'clock today. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks in our little trailer here at 8:30. Jim Salisbury in about 5 minutes on the Phillies and the trade deadline. They're getting very close. Reminder, FDR Park today. Hope you can make it to watch me and Fritz play tennis. Obviously, if you come out, make sure you bring a ton of water, Gatorade, whatever for yourself. It's very, very, very hot. The Eagles have moved practice up from 10 a.m. to 9 a.m. to try to avoid, you know, when it gets hottest, at least in the morning. We're going to be out there. Sun's going to be right above us. It's going to be brutal. But, you know, this is the life we lead. Let's go.
No,
it's Bill.
The life you're forcing the rest of us to lead.
Bill in Richmond. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, buddy?
How's everyone doing today?
We're good, pal.
Great.
I'm at the Amtrak station. I'm about to come to Philadelphia.
Good man.
Yes, right. First off, good luck today, Hammer.
Thank you, sir.
Are you coming specifically to see Joe play?
Oh, that'd be a thrill.
No, I'm not. I won't be there in time. I was thinking about it. But I'm going to see a concert tonight. TV on the Radio is playing at the Franklin. So me and my wife are coming up to hang out up there.
Sweet. Well,
enjoy that.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Also, Richie, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, really cool. It's really awesome.
Thank you very much.
So one thing with the Phillies right now is that with the Class A, Suarez, everything like that, nobody's talking about the fact that everybody else, the people that have maybe pieces that they want to move, now those pieces become more expensive because of the fact that Class A, Suarez, and all this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So now we're absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to ask Ruben, would you kick the tires on somebody like Marcell Ozuna?
I mean, I would kick the tires on him, but I mean, anytime you can improve this lineup and put a right-handed bat with some pop and some danger, I gotta at least think about it. But then you're tossing Kyle Schwarber in left field. I don't think that's an issue. I think that'll happen. I don't think that Rob Thompson has a problem with it, and they can defense for him later on in the game. But hey, any incremental or marginal improvement on this team could separate them from other teams.
That's kind of like what I was thinking about, because at a certain point, we got to start getting more creative. And, you know, obviously a rental player is not going to be as much than somebody controllable. And I really don't want to give up on a guy like, you know, obviously a Painter or a Crawford or Miller or something like that. You got to give something to get something. So, but
yeah, I know what you're trying to do there, Bill. You're trying to get someone to kind of slice the story a little bit without having to give up as much as some of the other, you know, available players would be. I get it.
Yeah, hey, if Bill, you could trade a Gabriel Rinconas or something like that for a guy like that, then that's okay.
Bill, give me a title with weather in. I want to get to Jim Salisbury here. What do you got?
How about Dust in the Wind by Bob Dylan?
Dust in the Wind. Yeah, wind. Yeah. Very good answer. Very good answer. By the way, before Jim Salisbury, I want to play some audio. Afternoon
Is it
show yesterday.
Dust in the Wind, real quick. Dust in the Wind's a different song. That's the, you know, isn't it?
That's not Dylan, right?
Yeah, Dylan is blowing in the wind.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's definitely not.
Is this Joan Baez?
It's definitely not Dylan's voice.
Dust in the Wind, is that Joan Baez?
No, Kansas? No. It's like,
Kansas.
Yeah,
oh, Kansas. Kansas.
It's from like, what are they singing? There's a movie it's in.
It's way
old
back.
School, maybe, or something.
All right, so Salisbury was someone that was helping Fritz out. If you remember, he was throwing with Fritz with the baseball competition about a month ago. Spike and Ike, you can tell, a little not thrilled with the way Fritz has attacked or not attacked tennis. But Spike lays it out. I mean, if Jack wins today, he probably wins this whole thing. Let's listen to yesterday in the afternoon show.
Because you could end it by winning tomorrow.
I know
that, right?
Yeah,
it's over if you win it tomorrow.
100%. 100%. So,
do you regret not taking this seriously?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, but again, I put it in all. I tried to get out there last week, and some of the tennis courts were shut down. So, what do you want me to do? Tennis is a bit of a pain in the ass. Like, first off, I don't have a racket. I don't really feel like buying a racket. And
I would have bought you a racket.
Whatever. And the other thing is, like, my other friends don't have rackets. It's not like you just, hey, buddy, like, let's go pick up some tennis balls and go hit the court.
All right, that gives me confidence, but I don't know if he's joking.
Jeez. Could be bluffing.
He could be bluffing.
I don't think he
John,
is.
I don't think he's bluffing. And by the way, I think it's going to cause you to lose respect for him.
If he's not bluffing, no, absolutely.
Right? If he's not taking this, because I can win this. If he's not taking it serious, I can win.
You can win.
Well, that's the
point. I don't mean the whole thing. I don't mean just tennis. I can win this in basketball, and I can win.
He didn't take golf seriously.
He did.
No.
And well, hold on. Does that mean that you are taking the race seriously?
I expect to.
Well, you expect to or you will?
I will. I won't win anyway, but I will take it serious.
Because that is kind of the same thing. Like, I am concerned about the way he golfed and quit. It essentially just broke down, short-circuited. I can't rule out that possibility today in the heat, in adversity. If you hit a couple shots, if he can't keep his serves in, What's going to stop him from melting down? I don't know. I am losing confidence in his ability to win this. I am losing respect for the way he approaches this contest. You need to go out there and win, man. This is that's what early you do.
But this could be a Trojan horse. I mean, he might be about to sneak into the walls because he's been lulling me to sleep
if
here.
If that's the case, good for him.
All right, let's go behind enemy lines. Jim Salisbury was throwing with Fritz before the baseball competition. He, of course, is one of Ruben's co-hosts on the Philly Show, and we love every time we get a chance to talk some baseball with Mr. Jim Salisbury. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. I mean, I feel confident. I'm a little confused, though, Jim. I don't know if Fritz is telling the truth, joking, sarcastic.
Yeah, and are you on Fritz's side, too? Like, should we be reconsidering our allegiance here?
I am Switzerland. I am completely neutral here.
Okay.
I merely offered him some advice when I heard about this contest.
Did you offer Joe advice?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you were Switzerland, because I didn't get a call with advice.
Well, it could have been bad advice. What was the advice?
The advice was about a month before you start this, before you pitch, you need to get on a really, really good stretching program, because, and including your whole body, because you can tear a groin, anything in your...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Your torso and your core. And so I advised him to get on a good stretching program. And from there, it evolved to we threw a couple times. And he does have good arm strength. And the ball was hitting my glove pretty heavy. And I knew if he would throw strikes, you would have problems. And
I did.
And you did. But, you know, he was a complete embarrassment in golf because he really.
That's for sure.
He popped off to me that he was going to clean your clock in golf. And then he embarrassed all of Chester County with that performance. So
there you go, Jim.
Yeah. So Jim, what do you make of his tennis
right there?
You're in the driver's seat if you take him to town.
Thank you, sir.
Definitely. But do you have the inside scoop on Jack as a tennis player?
I do not. I know nothing about his tennis playing ability. He didn't boast about that. He boasted. About his ability to pitch and his ability to play golf. So
that's true.
I guess he was 50-50 there.
Yeah, no, that's true. I tend to think, Jim, that he's really not very good at tennis, but candidly, I don't know. This could be a game that he's been playing, and credit to him if he is. All right, Jim, let's talk some baseball. So before we go, you know, sort of player by player or position by position with the trade deadline coming up, let me ask you the same question I've been asking everyone listening today, our audience that we've been fielding phone calls on. And the question, especially from last night's game, Jim, which was a stinker and the offense just, you know, lame. Are you sure this is the year for the Phillies to go for it? I know everyone wants to want them to, but are they good enough to justify it? Jim, overarching thought on, are you sure this is a team that's good enough for the Phillies to go for it? What's your answer for that?
Well, I hear, you know, are they going to go all in all the time? I would say that a team with a $300+ million payroll is already all in. I just see October as very winnable without a dominant team, without a slam dunk winner. And I think you have as good a chance as anybody. I've been talking about this for 2 years. The odometer is high on this team. It's high on this core. Zach Wheeler's 35 years old. Aaron Nola's had injury problems. Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Schwarber, Realmuto, all north of 30. Yeah, I do think the time is now. And I think they know that. And I think they're willing to part with multiples of high-level prospects. I mean, it's been a while around here since they've had this this many good prospects at the top of their system. I don't think the system is really deep, but they have a handful of guys at the upper echelon, and they are willing to part with a few of those to get where they need to go. They know they need a strong bullpen arm at the back, somebody who's been there, done that, and get some strikeouts. They also know they need a bat. They're talking about both. They'd like to do both, but I do believe they'll do something aggressive on Thursday. I do believe the guys they're going to give up are going to make you stand up and take notice, and it's going to hurt a little bit. Mm. And you're going to be monitoring their careers the next few years, wondering what they're doing. Wow. That said, they're only prospects, and until they prove it, we've seen countless stories about great prospects that didn't pan out. We've seen other ones that go on to bite you, including, you know, a guy like Ryan Sandberg, who we lost yesterday. So, You know, I do think they're going to be aggressive. I think they know the time is now. They have 2 more years of Wheeler, and who knows? You might only have 1 more year of Wheeler if there's a shutdown in 27. So, yeah, they're gonna strap it on and go for it and part with a couple of people to get a good bullpen arm here, a big bullpen. Problem is, the supply is taking a big hit with Bautista and now Class A out of the picture. And I think Bautista was their primary focus, so that's not a good thing.
Talking about the size of the window for this team, how concerned are you that the prime is in our past?
I don't know. I think they're right dead smack in the middle of it.
Okay,
great. And you got to capitalize on it now.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not getting any younger. So Realmuto talked about this first day of spring training, that he flat out said the clock is ticking. We need to do something here. He knows it. The guys know it. The guys know in that clubhouse. Yeah. I'll tell you this. The players that I talk to, they want to see a move made. They want to see a move made. They'd like to see a bat come in. They'd like to see a big arm come in. They are watching this thing really closely, and there'll be some very disappointed veterans if there's not significant improvement made.
Jim, can you give us, from your perspective, a trade that you would be willing to make if you're Dave Dombrowski? Reasonable, right? You have to give up a lot to get somebody. Like, what would you give up to get someone? What's an example? And what is an example of who you would not be willing to give up for somebody, given the names they have in the system we're all familiar with and the players that are, you know, available? What would you do? What would you not do?
Well, I think I would be very, very protective of Painter. Because of how he profiles, top of the rotation guy, that's such a commodity. I'd be willing to move Abel. I'd love to have Abel and Painter come together, but I think you're gonna have to sacrifice something. I'll tell you what, though, my ears might be open if Mason Miller was the guy. My ears might be open on Painter if Mason Miller was there. I don't know that I'd give up multiples. I'd try to preserve the rest of my system, but Mason Miller would make me, stand up and take notice. You know, 100+.
And I know people say he hasn't pitched in, you know, big playoff atmosphere, but at every there's always a first time for every player that's pitched in the playoffs. So I like him. I like the control. I like the power. Durant from Minnesota, I would give a nice package for, I think. I mean, he's got a huge arm, big strikeout stuff, a couple more years beyond this year. So, you know, I think guys like that. But, you know, with Bautista and Cossé, you know, falling off the radar here, they don't want to do a rental. But push comes to shove, with so many people looking for relief help, they might have to do a rental to fill that back of the bullpen spot. I know they don't want to, but that's the way it's shaping up to me. There's a lot more teams looking than there are available arms. I know Lewis Roberts making a little push here. I know they're talking to the White Sox. They've spoken. White Sox want an awfully big price for a guy who hasn't played well in the last year and a half and has only played well for the last handful of games. A lot of talent there, but who knows? He's been hurt a lot. Doesn't always play that hard. You know, if I had to give up a mid-tier guy, I think I might be on him. But my focus is right now, the guy from closer from Minnesota, you know, the closer from Oakland, if he becomes available. And then, you know, I'm going rental, Helsley, Raisel Iglesias, Fairbanks, Anthony Bender's the guy I'd have an eye on. David Bednar's the guy I'd have an eye on. Big time, they have an eye on him. Those, to me, are guys who are second-tier guys.
Would you be willing to give up a guy like Aiden Miller for Eugenio Suarez, a rental?
I don't know. I'd have to think long and hard about that. You know, we talk about that all the time, Ruben, crystal ball. If I know it's going to have a parade, I'd do it. You know, I'll tell you what, though. He would intrigue some guys in that clubhouse. I know that I've heard that name from guys. What would you do? Would you do that deal straight up?
Wow.
Answer your own question,
Rube. Yeah, easier to ask it than answer it.
Yeah, it is. I would not. I would not do that. I'm all about going throwing all my chips in, but for a rental, I don't think I would do that.
It's a tough one for a rental.
Would you do Crawford and Abel for Suarez?
Crawford and Abel.
I would absolutely not do that. I would not do that.
No, that's too much.
This is fun. I like this game.
I would do Abel for him. I would do Abel for him.
I don't think that's enough, is it?
I think it might be.
Abel and the catcher, the 19-year-old catcher.
I would not do that.
Tyee. No, he's above Abel.
What about Rojas and Marsh?
Yes.
All right. Jim, let's talk about, because Dave Dombrowski obviously is the main guy negotiating with the other clubs. But let's talk about who is setting the tempo for whether they will go all in or not. Is it Dave Dombrowski or is it John Middleton? Who sets the tempo, Jim?
Well, Middleton sets an organizational tempo with his desire to get his bleeping trophy back, and that's not just something he says. He wants to win the World Series. I mean, he told Ruben, Todd, and I on opening day that he views winning the World Series as his legacy. He wants it dearly, and he wants it badly. But you have to balance that with he has complete trust in Dave Dombrowski. You listen to the reverence with which he talks about Dave Dombrowski. So I think if Dombrowski comes to him and say, we need to do this, it's going to really sting, but it's going to give us a good chance to win the World Series, then Middleton's all in. But if Dombrowski says that's something I'm not going to do, Middleton has complete trust in him. I hear people saying Dombrowski hasn't had good trade deadlines. Is he going to get fired if he doesn't have another good one? I say no way. John Middleton trusts this guy. He signs through 2027, and he's here. That's the way I look at it. But I think Dave operates knowing that his owner wants it badly. But Dave wants it badly. Dave wants a third ring. I mean, I think he's already going to the Hall of Fame, but at this point, he could add another line to his Hall of Fame plaque. It's what it's all about, winning the World Series.
Sure.
What it's all about. If you knew you could win the World Series and you knew you were going to win the World Series, you would eat you know what for a few years if you had to. The problem is you need that crystal ball to know that you're going to, that, you know, the guys you're going to give up
are going to be worth it. So I still look. We're going to be talking Friday morning about they got this reliever. Is he going to be enough? And they're probably going to get a depth bat, a marginal bat. But if they don't feel like they can get that big arm at the back of the bullpen, maybe Eugenio Suarez becomes a lot more attractive. That said, there's a lot of teams that want Eugenio Suarez's power bat. Yeah. And don't forget, Dave Dombrowski traded him once upon a time from Detroit and always has had a tinge of regret over that. That said, I still think pitching and getting a big closer is where they want to go. I mean, look at this. As much as we focus on the disappointment of the offense in games 6 and 7 and 23 and last year against the Mets, they probably win both of those series if they have a bullpen. They probably win the Arizona series because the Kimbrel game will be different. They probably win the Mets series because game one is a big dictator and Zach Wheeler, you know, pitches 7 shutout with like 10 strikeouts. They don't score any runs, but the bullpen can't protect that lead. They have a bullpen, they protect that lead. That series might be different. Short series, game one is huge. So bullpen, in my opinion, is where the absolute focus needs to be, but I'm not naive enough to think they don't need a bat as well. A right-handed bat would be awfully nice. Complimentary bat. I mean, that Ramon Laureano's having a nice year down in Baltimore. I would not have any qualms if he was somebody you could bring in. And it's just too bad Bautista got hurt, because that would have been a pretty nice package, and I would have paid a little bit for that.
Jim, I share your hope for aggression for this team. This isn't a question necessarily about the trade deadline upon us, but it's Bryson Stott. I thought Bryson Stott was going to be the next big thing, and then last year we were told it was an injury that was, you know, holding them back a little bit. This season, it's just been more of the frustration. How salvageable is he? Do we need to start thinking of moving on, figuring out a way to cover him up?
I don't know how salvageable he is. I mean, I will say this. His swing has looked a lot more level the last week or so. It's looked better. It's not as loopy getting under the ball.
And he has changed his mechanics, and that's big because you're right. He's more direct to the baseball right now. It's big.
And he got into some bad habits, it sounds like.
He had gotten into some real bad habits.
He just always looks like he's searching for loft on the ball, where he needs to be more of a line drive approach. And I've seen it recently. The swings have been better. It jumped out at me last night. But I don't know if he's salvageable, because this is only something we've seen short term in terms of the fix. You got to do it over the long term to really incorporate it into your game. And, you know, he had a really good year, the World Series year, but after that, he's had down years. So that's kind of a track record there. I don't know if he's part of their future. I haven't seen enough to cement him in and say I wouldn't seek an upgrade at second base and in the lineup. So
totally agree. Yeah, Jim, I don't think they solve that in the next 2 days, but I think that in the offseason really could be a thing. Really could.
Yeah, I think it's something to watch. I mean, it could be something. He could be a non-tender candidate, depending on how he finishes here.
Yeah. Yep, Jim Salisbury from the Philly Show with us. All right, Jim, final thing. I'm fascinated what your gut is on this question. Will fan discontent, and we get a lot of phone calls with a lot of negativity expressed about the Phillies, will fan discontent play a factor in Middleton and Dombrowski going more all in than they might otherwise would if they were, for lack of a better word, afraid or concerned to come back next year if they don't win the World Series and didn't at least be able to say to the fans, we really tried last year, we went for it? Do you think they almost want to cover themselves by going for it because the discontent has gotten so strong?
I think that could be part of the equation in that John Middleton is a guy who listens to his customers. But they know what they need. They know the clock is ticking. They know they have a nucleus, if it gets hot, that's capable of doing things in October. They know it's not a real strong league. They know they need help in two areas. They know they have a few prospects. They're willing to move people. I think first and foremost, they know they have to improve the team, and they're going to do it
because that's the right thing to do. But in the back of their mind, John is a guy who listens to his fans. He knows what they're saying, but honestly, they're saying the same thing on the executive level of Citizens Bank Park. Do you agree, Ruben?
Completely agree with you. Yes. They know what's at stake.
They know it. They know it. Look, if we know it, a bunch of meatheads like us. You know?
I love it. All right, Jim, we always love having you on the program, my man. I mean, really, no one's better. And keep doing your thing again, the Phillies show. Jim, we look forward to talking to you in the coming days, perhaps after the trade deadline. And thank you for your support rooting for me against Fritz. It does mean the world.
And Joe, I'm behind you all the way.
Hey.
That sounded earnest.
That was insincere.
Hey, Jim, you ready for this? I'm going to kick his ass today.
Wow.
I have no doubt that man needs to be humbled in a big way.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mic drops all over the place. Thank you, Jim.
See ya.
All right, there he is.
He's the best.
I love it. He is really great. All right, coming up, Elliot Short Parks. We're going to do an Eagles deep dive with him. He'll join us from 8:30 to 9 on set. Also, something Sirianni said about, you know, having won the Super Bowl in a new year, all of that, all these topics on the table, including me and Fritz, who you're rooting for and why, who's going to win and why. Let us know from training camp on 94 WIP.
Buying a diamond can be a risky endeavor. If you're not careful, you can overpay big time. You can buy TVs and sporting goods online all day long, but a diamond is different. Each one is unique, and the slightest differences can affect its value in a big way. Even diamonds that have the same grading report on paper can look very different. So don't risk it. Don't end up with an overpriced, cloudy diamond. Get the diamond she deserves at Benari Jewelers. I did. Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square is Philly's trusted source for the highest quality, best cut, most dazzling diamonds. Each one is hand-picked for brilliance. Each one is graded by the most reputable gem lab. At Benari, they look at 100 diamonds and only choose five or six of them to put in their showcase. They're so picky. They all look so great, it's hard to choose, which is a great problem for us to have. So you'll see the one that's right, and you'll fall in love with the diamond and the ring and the way it makes you both feel. And I can tell you from experience, when someone's wearing a Benari diamond, you can tell from across the room. It has a special kind of brilliance. Isn't that what she deserves? Check out Benari Jewelers. You will thank me. Showrooms in Exton and Newtown Square.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.